dragon's rattle. This is praise, make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is sound of dry bones rattling. Pentecostal fire stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Oh, resurrection power runs in my veins too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
Here in our sanctuary, and good morning, everybody online. I pray that that song, those truths of our faith, that just blessed you. I don't know if you've read the Ezekiel or about Elisha the prophet, or if you know about Jesus, but certainly the greatest miracle of all is this moment right here where you and I are gathered, whether in our home or in our sanctuary, where God is creating faith in Jesus, trust in Him. And that song reminds me of the great story in the book of Ezekiel. The prophet speaks to the dry bones and asks God's very word, the breath of God, to breathe life. And I thank you for wearing masks. We talked last week, if you're here in the sanctuary, that you can go ahead and take your mask off if you're comfortable once you're seated. We're following kind of the protocols that have been put out, the recommendations, the responsible recommendations for restaurants. So you can take it off right now, and you can take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, but we are going to encourage you and ask you again, like we did last week, during the songs that we get to sing, and we certainly want to sing. There's power when we hear us singing, not just Gladys and Riley up here, but you can go ahead and put your mask back on. We are going to give you permission to stand up this Sunday to sing with your mask on during our next two times to sing. But it is so good to be with you all here at Trinity and with you in your homes. It's an honor that you've chosen to worship with us today here at Trinity. I'm Pastor Justin Krupski, in case I think I know all of you, but I probably don't know all of you online right now. And so just, again, thank you for joining us. The big thing, I know if you're here in the sanctuary, you see all the opportunities just to take your cell phone out and do that scan code, the same thing that we've said about every week for the last 3 months, right? You can text the word Trinity to 797979, whether you're in the sanctuary or you're at home. And there'll be a lot of communication also gets texted right back to you, a bunch of different links. Some of those links have to do with prayer requests. Some of those links have to do with just communicating with us and just knowing what's going on in the service itself, knowing what's going on at Trinity. And also there is a link for our children's message from our children's minister that's also on YouTube. And when it comes to our offering time, there's also a way to partner with us with our offering. And so it is so good to be with you all here in worship. And it's my prayer, as it is every time we gather in any ministry, that God's going to give you faith, that he's going to meet you where you are in his relationship with you. And so if you want to, we're going to encourage you, you can stand up. We're going to sing a song, so put those masks back on. But the song is called, Lord, I Need You. Lord, I Need You. So a moment just to confess, God, we are here because we need you.
Stand or fall on me, Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
Amen. You may be seated.
So this is who we are. All right, we're in a sermon series here at Trinity. Hello, my name is, and because we are in Christ, and if you are here, I have no doubt that you are in Christ, that you have faith. If you're tuning in online, right, you're tuning in because you have faith, because you're in Christ. And again, we do pray that God meets you where you are and that he gives you more faith and that you know who you are in Christ. And so the first week, we said, hello, my name is believer. Second week, hello, my name is follower, and today, hello, my name is saint. Hello, my name is saint. I don't know what comes to your mind when you hear that truth. For me, right, this is kind of a brand new concept. I've kind of always known it, but I've never really studied it or really heard a message on it. And so the first thing that came to my mind was Santa Claus, because Saint Nick, and I think a lot of quarantine beards have been developed, and I'm looking around, I see some new beards in some of you men, but I think of Saint Nick, right, the master beard man. But what makes him a saint? I don't know. Actually, I think I do know as we wrestle through this. But saint. And as I was wrestling through this, as I was studying the scriptures, I began to see that there are a lot of truths, a lot of truths. And actually, something that started to line up was there's a lot of P's. A lot of P's, and I don't know if you're familiar with the P's that exist today. PPE. Right, personal protection equipment, PPP, payment protection plan, and I know there's a PPO, which is a healthcare benefit package, and there's a lot of other peas that exist, and I don't know if you like to eat peas or not, my Krupski kids, and I don't know if you're watching this or not, but you need to eat your peas. And today we're going to eat some peas, and we talk about God's Word being our comfort food, so we want to get into God's Word. I'm going to share with you 8 different P's of what it means so we can all wrap our hearts and our minds and begin to understand even more fully what it means when we can say, hello, my name is Saint. So if you want to take notes, you can take notes during the service, you can take notes at home, but there's going to be 8 P's of what it means to be a saint as we live in our relationship with Jesus, as we understand who it is that we are because of who he is. And so the first P is this: a saint is at peace. A saint is at peace. That is the truth of who we are in Christ. We are a saint, and because we're a saint, we're at peace. The psalmist says this in Psalm chapter 34, verse 9. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. Right? They are not in want. They are in content. They are at perfect peace because they fear the Lord. Because they trust in the Lord. Right? How do we become a saint? Right? The scriptures have it right there in Psalm 34. You become a saint when you fear the Lord, when you trust in him. When you say, I don't trust in myself. I don't trust in the ways of this world. I trust in you, God. I trust in what you did on that cross for me. Right, we're going to receive this great gift of forgiveness of sins. I trust in your work, not my work. As soon as we say, I trust in you, God, I fear you, what do we become? A saint. A saint, and those who fear the Lord lack nothing. They are a saint who is at peace. There's someone a few decades ago that said this about fearing the Lord, and I want to share this quote with you. The remarkable thing about God is that when you fear God, when you trust in God, you fear nothing else. Whereas if you do not fear God, you fear everything else. If you do not fear God, you fear everything. But if you do fear God, you fear nothing. If you fear God, you are at peace. And in fact, you are a saint. So saint is at peace. And that leads us right in the second P for us today, because I think we're thinking about this peace thing. Right? And the second P is this, is that a saint is not perfect. A saint's not perfect. Is anybody here perfect? No, is anybody at home perfect? Right? No. Right? We fear the Lord who is perfect, who was and is and will always be perfect. That's Jesus. And as we take in what it means to be a saint, we hear what Paul said to the church in Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 5. If you could have that verse up here. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3, it says, "But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you as is proper among saints." And so I read that, and the first thing within that context right there, well, I guess I'm not a saint. Right? Because do we covet? Do we have envy? Are we perfectly content with what we have? Do we have any kind of impurity? Do we have sin? Right? A saint is not perfect. What Paul is doing there, what God's word does so often, it calls us out in the sin that destroys us, that entangles us, that leads to death, separation from relationship with God. And it calls us, as Paul does just a few verses later, to repent. To repent, right? A saint is not perfect. In fact, if you've grown up in the Lutheran tradition, if you've gone through confirmation or catechism, perhaps you've heard this, right? We are both a saint and a sinner, right? But what do we do with that? Saint is not perfect. Again, we repent. Right? We repent. We're going to have a moment where we repent and we receive forgiveness, right? Because we received God's strength to fight against temptation. We continue to say, right, I don't trust in myself and my works. I trust in you. A saint is not perfect. So you ready for your third P? Are you liking your P so far? A saint is at peace. A saint is not perfect. And the third P is this. A saint has purpose. A saint has purpose. And so Ephesians, if you want to read more about what it means to be a saint, I encourage you to read the Bible. But Ephesians actually has a lot to say about sainthood. Actually, the book of Psalms does too, but Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 says, right, the church exists, leadership exists in the church to equip the saints. To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. Right, the word saint in the Greek language is hagios. Hagios. Go ahead and say hagios with me. Ready? Hagios. I love the Hebrew word for saint. It's actually kadosh. Kadosh. Go ahead and say kadosh with me. Kadosh. I don't know if you ever see Kung Fu Panda, Po, and he raises his pinky finger, I think, in the first one at the very end, and I think he says kadosh or something like that. But I love the Hebrew word kadosh. Kadosh is actually translated holy. Many of us, if we've read the scriptures, we see holy in a lot of places. But what kadosh means is that you've been consecrated, you've been set apart, right? In fact, you've been filleted. Filleted. I don't know if you like the fish. I've been doing a lot of fishing recently, some tasty walleye, and I think I've filleted about 200 walleyes in the last, like, 3 months. So you wonder what Pastor Justin Krupski has been doing. I've been filleting fish. I've been taking the choice cuts, right? And that's what sainthood is, right? We've been consecrated. We've been filleted. We've been kadosh. We've been hagios. We've been set apart for a purpose. A saint has a purpose, and we're being equipped, right, for the work of ministry. And what is a saint's purpose? Right? Jesus said it so clear, right? Love your neighbor. You want to bring glory to God? You want to live life? Love your neighbor. Now, as pastors, we're talking about the sermon series that we're in, Hello, My Name Is. Right? We need to know who we are. Right? But we're talking about flipping this sermon series a little bit because we have a purpose to love our neighbor, and maybe it is, and we still need to receive this, it is this. Right? Hello, what is your name? Hello, what is your name? I know who I am, and I'm confident in this, but you know what? In this confidence, in this humility, in this call to love you, I want to know your name. I want to know your story. I want to listen to you. I want to seek to have empathy and see what's going on in your life, because again, people don't care about what you know till they know that you care. So this is our purpose. The Satan has a purpose, and maybe in today's world, especially in today's world, right, to love our neighbor is to listen, to seek to understand. What is your name? What is your name? Tell me about yourself. Tell me about your story. What do you think about Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? Right, a saint has a purpose. A saint has a purpose. So let's go to our next P, and the next P is this. A saint is protected. A saint is protected, and I love what a woman named Hannah says in the Old Testament as she's praising God for her son Samuel. And it's in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, where she says this prayer as she's consecrating her son for the work of ministry. She said, God, if you give me a son, he's going to do ministry for you. And so she brings Samuel to Eli the priest. It says this in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. He will guard the feet of his saints, of those he's kadosh. He will guard them, but the wicked shall be cut off in darkness, for not by might shall a man prevail. Right? A saint is protected. That means you are protected. God is protecting you. He's fighting for you. God Almighty, right? Yahweh Sabaoth, the God of angel armies in the spiritual battle that exists, he is protecting, he is defending you. He's fighting for you. I'll ask you this question. Who has your back? If somebody messes with you, who are they messing with? I remember when I was a little kid, I remember my brother's 5 years older than me, and I still remember riding my bike around the neighborhoods at 16 in Gratiot, and I was a little punk because I was a little brother, I guess. And I remember people messing with me. I'm like, oh yeah, my brother's going to be home from school in a little bit, so you better watch out. Right? But who protects us? He is our protector. Somebody messes with us, who are they messing with? Not my big brother Jason. They're messing with Jesus. And that doesn't mean we act like little Justin Krupski riding his bike around. Right? We ride our bike around. We live life being protected, right, humbly in love. But when Satan attacks us, when people attack us, we live in a truth that we are protected by God Almighty. And they're messing with us. They're messing with him. Satan's not battling against me. He's battling against the one who lives in me and you. And who is that? It's the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, New Testament, I wasn't going to share this, but I want to share this. Right? What does God's word say? Do not take revenge. Right? And what does God say after that? Right? Vengeance is mine. Right? You are his saints. You are his saints, and God is protecting you. He has your back. A saint is protected. The next P is this. A saint prays. A saint prays and is prayed for. Right, this might be an obvious one as you think about what it means to be a saint, but we're going to go into the book of Revelation, which I think some of you perhaps have gone into or you've thought about over the last 4 months. I think us pastors have had more emails and more theories about the book of Revelation probably than in the history of any of our ministries. Us pastors are actually talking about putting together a sermon series for the month of August called Can You Handle This? Can You Handle This? And now you're actually going to dig into Revelation and we can begin to understand what it's really about. Can we really handle what Jesus has to say to us in there? But here's a verse from Revelation about a saint, about us as people who pray, because that's what saints do. Right? Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, all of heaven, all of creation, fell down before Jesus, the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, which are our prayers. That's what saints do. We pray. Our prayers go to the throne room of grace, this bowl of incense. It's constantly before our Father who is listening to us. In Ephesians, it says this at the end of the spiritual battle truths. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. That, and keep alert with all perseverance. In fact, if you're wondering, if you want to take a ninth P, you can have the P of perseverance. That's what saints do. We persevere, but that's not what this point is about. Making supplication for all the saints. Right, we pray, and in a moment, we're going to pray. And I dare say you and I have probably prayed more than we've ever prayed throughout our whole life in the last 3 to 4 months. Right? And I hope and I do pray as Jesus prays that we will continue to be a people of prayer. Right? Because that's what saints do. That is in our DNA. The next P is this. A saint praises. Right? A saint praises. It's so good to hear your voices, certainly here in the sanctuary, and hopefully you're singing at home too. Right? But a saint praises. The Psalms are full of this truth, and so this psalm right here says this, "Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name." There's something so beautiful when a voice is lifted up in a song. Right? This is how God has created us, right? To praise him, and certainly to praise him in the storms. If you were with us on Palm Sunday, online worship, we talked about Palm Sunday and that statement that Jesus had to say because people were telling him, tell your people to stop praising you. And Jesus said, if they don't praise me, the rocks are going to praise me. And we talked about this truth that when you don't feel like praising God, that's when you need to praise God. When you don't feel like it, that's the point where you need to praise him. I don't know if you guys can all see that banner above our door over there. I know if you're at home, you can't see it, but for those of you who are in the sanctuary, it's our theme from this past year for our day school ministry and also all of our ministries, and it was raise the praise. Raise the praise. Psalm 95, verse 1 specifically, come let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation, right? There is always, always a reason to praise for his goodness and just the truth of who he is as we fear him and lift our voices up. And in fact, we're going to get to sing another praise song in a moment after we receive communion. The next P is this, and I believe this is the seventh P. A saint's death is precious. I want you to hear that. And that comes directly from God's word, again, in the Psalms. And the psalmist says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Yesterday, I had a phone call with an individual whose wife passed away April 21st, and we're going to be doing a memorial service for her. And over that phone call that we were having, he was telling me about everything that took place and how his wife was all alone. And he wasn't able to be with her. And I was able to remind him, you know who was with her? Jesus. He was with her in that moment, and certainly he was with her when she took her last breath and he welcomed her to heaven. And not Jesus was with you too. Because God's word said, precious, precious is the death of his saints, of his children. Perhaps you know a loved one that passed away over the last few months. And perhaps in the course of your life, someone in your life has passed away, and perhaps it was a tragic death. You and I have seen some tragic deaths recently. But even in the worst tragic death, God says, this is my child. Right? This death was precious. I was with them, even though you think they were all alone, and certainly it was tragic. This was not the way it was supposed to be. I was right there. My eyes were on them. I never left them, and I was there welcoming them into heaven. Precious. That moment that you and I will face someday. Precious. We are his saints. And the eighth P is this. Perhaps this is the bonus P because I was thinking of just going with seven, and there's probably 50 P's that we could be eating right now together. But the eighth P is this. A saint is marching to paradise. A saint is marching to paradise, and certainly you might think of that song right now. I'm going to quote that song in a moment, but let's quote some scripture first that talks about this truth, and it comes from Matthew chapter 27. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. I don't know if you know the context of this verse, but this is when Jesus is on the cross. He takes his last breath, and all of a sudden, miracle after miracle happens. Right? Rocks were just split in half. Huge rocks, huge boulders just split. And in fact, there's also an earthquake, a huge earthquake. The scriptures also say darkness filled all the earth. This was a miracle. A curtain was torn, a huge thick curtain showing that the separation between God and man was no longer. Right? Jesus reconciled us. And in fact, there's a statement of faith by a centurion, a miracle, a statement of faith takes place. And as Jesus takes his last breath, and maybe you've never heard a sermon on this, but you're about to hear a pee right now about being a saint. People were resurrected in that moment, not just Lazarus, not just a widow's son, not just a little girl that Jesus raised again from the dead to show a foretaste of what was to come. But all of a sudden, the saints who had fallen asleep were already with Jesus in heaven somehow, some way, outside of time, in eternity. All of a sudden, they were brought back to life, and they walked the streets of Jerusalem. Do you think they had a story to share? Yes, I'm sure they did. And what was going on? What was God showing in that moment? He was showing that heaven is for real, that the resurrection is for real. He was giving a little foretaste of what is to come because saints are marching to paradise. I want to quote this great song of our Christian faith that was written over 100 years ago. It says this: "We are traveling in the footsteps of those who've gone before and will all be reunited on a new and sunlit shore." And then I think you know the chorus. "Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in." Right? A saint is marching to paradise. Are you full? I don't know if peas actually fill us up, right? But God's word does. I pray that you know you're not only a believer, you're not only a follower, but you are a saint. And as a saint, there is a peace that surpasses all human understanding. As a saint, we acknowledge that we are not perfect. As a saint, we know that we are protected. As a saint, we praise. As a saint, we pray. As a saint, we know that our deaths and the deaths of our loved ones are precious in the sight of the Lord. And as a saint, we go marching on to paradise. And so I pray in this moment that God continues to give you peace. A peace that will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen? Amen. Amen. So a saint prays, and so let's go ahead and bow our heads and pray to our God who is enthroned in heaven, who is listening to our prayers. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've told us who we are in you, and today we have learned that we are saints. That we are saints, not because of anything we've done, but because of what you've done for us. And so we do confess that we fear you, that we trust you. That is why we are here in this moment. Lord, we thank you for the miracle of faith that you have given to us, and we pray that you would use us to share your story. As we hear the story of others in our life, as we love our neighbors. Lord, so in this moment, we do pray for those that do not know you, Jesus. They don't know who they are in you. And so please hear our silent petitions as we lift up those who do not know you, Jesus. We lift them up by name. Lord, as a saint, we definitely pray not just to you for the needs that we have, but the need for others, Lord. And so in this time, we know that there are many who are suffering, many who are in pain. And so we lift them up to you silently from our hearts, from our homes, and we lay their needs before you in this moment. Lord, as a saint, we know that we are not perfect, so in this moment, we silently confess our sins. Those things that we haven't done, those things that we have done that hurt others, that hurt ourselves, that hurt you. So we confess our sins to you silently from our hearts in this moment too. And And as a saint, we do receive your word that you have forgiven us, that you are forgiving us, that you are faithful to forgive us. Lord, and as a saint, we look forward to this meal that we are about to have together, the reassurance, the proclamation, the receiving of the forgiveness of sins. And as we prepare for this meal, this foretaste of what is to come, the great banquet in heaven, we do pray the petitions that you taught us to pray together as a family in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So we are here to be part of this meal. And if you're in your home, again, we want to invite you to Trinity. We feel this is a safe, responsible place for you to come this summer and to receive this great meal, communion, a foretaste of what is to come, this family meal, a little bit of heaven, the forgiveness of sins. But for those of you who are here in the sanctuary right now, I do believe you grabbed that fellowship cup as you came in. Just some instructions before I share the words of institution with you. The first one, if you haven't received a cup, if you didn't grab one as you came in, just raise your hand. Pastor Chris and Jane Stribus are in the back to make sure that you have a cup. But as you have this cup, as we prepare to receive the body and the blood of our Savior Jesus, I'm going to ask that you take that first layer off. It's a very skinny layer. And just take that right off, and you can grab the bread. And then as you do that, also take the next layer off. If you need help, again, please just raise your hand. Pastor Chris can help you take the layers off or maybe ask someone next to you. But I want to share with you the words that Jesus spoke to us, to his saints. Right, the scriptures tell us that it was on the night that he was betrayed. He was gathered with his closest disciples, and over the course of the Passover meal, he did take bread. He gave thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. He said, take and eat. This is the body of your Savior, Jesus. So take and eat. Take and eat. This is the body of your Savior, Jesus. And after supper, he did the same thing with the cup. After he had given thanks, he blessed it, and he gave it to them, said, take and drink, every one of you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Drink this often in remembrance of me. So take and drink the blood of your Savior, Jesus. May the true body and the true blood of our Savior, Jesus, strengthen and preserve us into one true faith into life everlasting. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for this peace that you give to us. And in this moment, as we receive this great gift, I do want to remind you of our offering time, an opportunity to partner with us in our ministries. Certainly here, I know you can drop off your offering as you come in, and you can also do the text, Trinity 797979, and then you'll get a reply with opportunities to give. And certainly if you're at home, I want to encourage you, take that moment just to consider partnering with us. But it's so much more than partnering with us with what God is doing here. So much more, right? Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart is also, right? And so as people of faith, as saints, right, we continue to say, God, we trust in you. We trust in you with all that we have. And certainly our offering is a way to show that we trust in him. We don't trust in money. We trust in him. And so I do want to thank you for being partners with us and just being part of what God is doing here. God is doing so much. And so we thank you for joining us in this moment, for joining us from home. Again, if you're at home, make sure you grab your kids, go to YouTube. After our time, follow the link, which comes back to you if you text us for our children's message. But right now, we are going to sing a great song of our faith. It's kind of the new version of When the Saints Go Marching In. It's called Bound for Glory. Bound for Glory. And so let's sing about paradise. Let's sing about this truth that you and I will receive someday, that we are bound for. And so if you want to go ahead and please rise. And then if you could, please put on your masks too, as we're seeking to be responsible. Thank you.
this world is not my home. I'm here but for a moment.
It's all I've ever known. But this world is not my home. The fight is not my own. These burdens aren't my future. The empty tomb has shown I am bound for glory. I am free because I'm bound. I am bound for heaven's gates, where my feet will stand on holy ground. I am bound for glory. The saving work. Death is not my ending. My God is overcome. Oh, I am bound for glory. I am free because I'm bound. I am bound for heaven's gates, where my feet will stand on.
So I do want to thank you all for joining us here in our sanctuary and also joining us from home. I want to remind you that we have a Saturday night, 5:30, traditional service, and we have our 8:30 traditional service at this time online and also in our sanctuary. And we have our 10 o'clock, which is where we are all at right now, and certainly we encourage you to continue to share the links with your friends online. But as we close our time, please receive this blessing, both here in the sanctuary and in your home. May the Lord God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his favor upon you and give you his peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week. Stay responsible and keep loving your neighbor. And hello, my name is
Saint.
Hello, my name is Saint.